Tonight, Secretary of State Colin Powell makes the Bush administration's case for war before another tough audience, American teenagers. He's answering their questions on television. NPR's Claudio Sanchez was at last night's taping and has this report.
The first carload of teenagers arrived almost 2 hours before the cameras rolled.
Jack and Jill of America, Washington, D.C. chapter.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
You're going to go down, make a right, go all the way up.
As dozens of cars and vans made their way past police cruisers, men in dark suits with cell phones hovered outside a conspicuous, sleek black building with bright yellow neon lighting, the studios of Black Entertainment Television in Washington, D.C. Despite chest-high snowdrifts and a cold evening drizzle, James Dubek, a tall, lanky 16-year-old in a windbreaker t-shirt and jeans, arrived on foot. Dubek, a junior at Schools Without Walls, a selective public high school here, says he's not convinced a war with Iraq is necessary, and he wants Secretary Powell to know that.
I'd like to make that clear that not everybody considers the United States government the great savior of freedom and democracy that he considers it.
With half an hour to go before the telecast, teenagers lined up for their turn to go past the metal detectors, some giddy and nervous, all wanting answers to lots of questions.
What is the war for, basically? What is the war going to solve?
I want to know for the males and the draft. I want to hear his opinion on the draft and make sure there's not going to be a draft. Because I'm not going to war.
You're going to college.
I'm going to college.
That's
Morehouse
right.
College.
There's also, like in North Korea, for example, we want to know why it is that he's not pursuing a war in North Korea when North Korea has blatantly told us that they will use force against the United States.
Why are we targeting one nation and not the other?
I mean, I'm not arguing that something shouldn't be done at all, but not war.
We don't need to see another third world war or anything.
Exactly.
For 17-year-old Michelle Coleman, a senior at Banneker High School in Washington, it was important to hear why this is a war worth dying for.
Well, being a military child, it's like, wait a minute, I don't know about that. My dad is over there and all that. You want to know why.
With a few minutes to go before the telecast, Secretary Powell warmed up the crowd alongside CBS correspondent Ed Bradley, who agreed to host the event.
Mr. Secretary, I thought that you might want to talk to the young people
I'd like
and tell them why you're here.
I find talking to young people very often more interesting than talking to adults. Your questions tend to be more penetrating. You're free to ask anything you want. There are no restrictions on any questions you might ask. And so if you guys are ready, I'm ready.
And with that, the questioning began. The kids were polite, but skeptical. Are we invading Iraq to take its oil? Will the U.S. go forward with a war, even if U.N. inspectors don't find weapons of mass destruction? How does a war with Iraq make Americans safer at home? What's the U.S. prepared to do to rebuild Iraq after the war? How many people will die? Powell's answers will air tonight on Black Entertainment Television.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.